Chapter 1. 3 months ago. To Henry Tucker, life was just a series of failures organized neatly into days. Today was merely less of a failure than usual. Just a typical Sunday. Football and church for most folks in Ohio. Henry picked up one end of the old heavy antique cabinet someone brought in a few minutes ago. On the other end of the monstrous beast was Wayne, the trustworthy and loyal supervisor of the I-77 Antique Mall. The town of Ravenna, Ohio had been built around I-77 antiques. It was there even before the hustle and bustle of the working crowd that eventually settled down there. The antique mall's position, when compared to I-77, indicated that at some point the state had made an effort to buy the place, but it was refused, so they just built around it. The mall had been there far longer than the road itself and at least half of the inhabitants of Ravenna. The other half were elderly and could remember when you used to walk into the mall and buy soda pop for a dime and walk out with a truckload of stuff for the money you had in your wallet. For the most part, customers of the I-77 mall were working class folks in a town where everyone knew everyone else. People settled down there to have the American dream, and when they died, most of the stuff they accumulated found its way into the I-77 mall. Wayne Williams' wrinkled, sweaty palms slipped as he yelled something or other at Henry.
Henry, pay attention.
I am, Wayne. Where are we going with this thing?
Henry snapped back, almost dropping the giant monstrosity that felt like it was 1,000,000 pounds. This had been the most significant item they had accepted in a while. Somebody probably needed the money. A woman in her 50s with blonde hair and gray streaks adjusted her perm, now matted after running through the snow from her car, spotted the dark mahogany chest as it slowly crept down the aisles. The hardware clanged melodically as it moved, and there was an occasional grunt that came from either Wayne or Henry as they tried to keep it steady. She looked thoughtfully at it, then changed her mind and moved on to the next aisle.
I don't want to buy this guitar here if it ain't going to play gospel. That's what I mostly listen to, and country.
She continued talking to the stranger in the aisle next to her by a set of old guitars. Not the ones that once played that violent, sinful filth, but the kind of guitar your grandpa might have played at church.
Well, this one here just needs a bit of tuning, but I guarantee you can get that twang you're looking for, and it'll play good gospel,
the older gentleman replied. In the back of his head, he wondered why this lady thought he worked there. But she looked like a nice old lady, so he played a